Hi, and welcome back to Weather Station 3. I'm going to do something a little different this week. I'm going to take a geek test live and let you listen in. I found this online at it's innergeek.us, and it looks pretty fun. It's a lot of questions. This might take a while, so if this is not the sort of thing that interests you, you can always go listen to Starbase 66 or something. In the meantime, I'm just going to start burning through this, and let's see how much of a geek I really am. So this is the geek test version 3.1, and basically it's yes or no answers where you click for yes and leave it blank for no. So the first section is called I have programmed a calculator in math class. No. Studied a language of my own. Yes. Always hated mainstream. No. Dated a geek. Yes. Married a geek. No. Done homework that wasn't required. Yes. Done homework for somebody else. Yes. Looked forward to dissecting a frog or a pig. No. Looked forward to doing my taxes. No. Attended public academic lectures on my own. Yes. Studied an artificial language such as Klingon. No. Honest. Created an artificial language. No. Filed the census as my persona. I don't even know what that means, and I'm going to skip it. Worn two or more watches at the same time to keep track of multiple time zones. No. Named a pet after a scientist or inventor. No. After a gaming, literary, or B-movie character. No. After a mythological being. No. After a technical term. Also no. A PhD. No. A perfect attendance record in high school. No. In college. No. Taken notes in more than one color. Yes. Thought I could win a quiz show. Yes. Corrected a professor in class. Yes. Corrected a salesperson on technical specs. Yes. Corrected a supervisor on spelling or grammar. Yes. And let me tell you, that does not go over well in the newsroom. Written a letter to the editor. Yes. Written fan fiction. No. Written hypertext fiction. No. Well, yeah, I guess I have technically. Yeah, okay. Written for a webzine. Yeah, I guess my blog would be considered a webzine. Created a webzine. Yeah. Indexed and cataloged any personal collection. God, yes. Subscription to a sci-fi or computer magazine. Many. An anthropological or history magazine. Yes. A nature or science magazine. Yes. A financial or literary magazine. Why would they put those? Financial or literary? But yes. A games or gaming magazine. No. Solved a Rubik's Cube. No. And solved an entire 500-piece puzzle. Boy, I've done 1,000-piece puzzles. So yes. Now, here's section two, and it's called I Have Been. So, I have been Geek of the Year, no. In AV Club, no. A theater techie, no, but I know one. To a game con, no. To another con, yes. Host at any con, no. Game master, well, no, I guess not, really. A computer lab monitor, yes. To a LAN gaming party, no. Host at a LAN gaming party, no. In a fan club or on their mailing list, yes. That guy at a concert. I don't think so. In the SCA, never officially a member, but I have taken part and followed it very closely, so I think I will say yes to that one. Seriously involved in the SCA, no. SCA is the Society for Creative Anachronism. These are the people like Marius who go around and bang each other with swords for fun while wearing armor. Trivial Pursuit winner, less than 10. I was actually city champion of Trivial Pursuit once. Called a geek, yes. Several times, yes. Labeled socially inept. Actually, no. That's one thing. I've hidden it well. By your so-called friends, no. In smart classes, advanced, yeah, okay, yeah, I did that. On a game show, yes. Not a TV game show, but it still counts. It was local TV. A scout for 10 plus years, no. A high school mascot. Technically, yes. Not in high school, but as an adult, I volunteered for years as a costume mascot for a variety of things, and some of those involved going to high schools and teaching literacy, so yes, I'll say that. In marching band, no. In show choir, no. To band camp, no. To a math science camp, no. In the chess club, no. On any sort of academic team, yes. In a math competition, no. Placed high or won, no. In a science competition, no. Placed high or won, no. Two museums by my own free will. God, yes. Referred to as Dilbert. Never. Referred to as Velma. Also never. Dumped at a dance. Yes. Grade 10. I was. Well, there's a memory I didn't want to revisit. Whew. Terry, if you're listening, I still remember. Anyway, dumped at a Star Trek convention. No. Now, here's part two of I Have, so let's keep going. I have attended a geek party. What does that mean exactly? The season or the series finale of Star Trek: The Next Generation was a huge party that I went to. So number two, have been really excited about attending a geek party. Yes. Thrown a geek party? No. Unless you count my Blair Witch Project Halloween bash, where I redid my whole house to look like the house in the Blair Witch Project. Okay, I'm going to say yes to that. Beta tested this geek test? No. Role played? Yes. 3+ times a week? No. For 12 hours straight or longer? No. Introduced several people to role playing? Yes. Gamed in a tournament? No. And won? No. Gone to a party just to play Trivial Pursuit? Yes. A phone number with geek as the last 4 digits or something equally geeky? No. Worn a costume other than for Halloween or a play? Yes. Worked for a Renaissance fair? No. Criticized normality? Of course. Taken the Mensa test? Yes. Joined Mensa? No. Talked to plants to help them grow? No. Quoted Yoda in conversation or debate at least semi-seriously? I think I probably have at some point, so I'll just say yes. Gone to the movies alone? Yes. Regularly? No. I went to see Revenge of the Nerds by myself when I was 16, and someone called me a nerd, and I never did it again. Okay, so, gone to a movie dressed up like one of the characters? No. Alone? No. Waited in line 2+ hours for movie tickets? No. Waited in line 12+ hours for movie tickets? Also no. Skipped parties to program or repair computers? No. To read or study? Yes. To talk online? No. Because I'm not cool enough to go? Probably yes, going back to high school. Snorted while laughing? Yes. Never turned down a date? No, I once actually pretended to have a pager so I could get out of a blind date. Oh, my pager went off. I've been called back to the office. I have to go. Held an office in the SCA? No. Written articles for SCA publications? No. Used authenticity police in a sentence? I just did, so yes. And framed my scrolls? No. I hope that just means framing scrolls and not something else. Okay, on to the next part. It's called I Have Read, so I think this should be fun. I have read Douglas Adams, yes. Piers Anthony, God, yes. Isaac Asimov, yes. Arthur C. Clarke, yes. Stephen Hawking, yes. Robert Heinlein, yes. Robert Jordan, yes. H.P. Lovecraft, incessantly, yes. Anne McCaffrey, yes. Tolkien, yes. Any The Companion to books, yes. Books based on Star Trek or Star Wars, yes. Comic books, hells yes. Graphic novels, yes. Fan fiction, yes. Hypertext fiction. What is this hypertext fiction they keep talking about? This must be something really old from the early days of the internet. But I guess yes, because I've been online since day one. The Known World Handbook, and this is known KnownWorlde. No. Books on math, science outside class, yes. Books on grammar outside class, yes. Books on history outside class, yes. Russian literature outside class, no. Gaming books, no. Cover to cover, no. Entire calculator manuals, no. Entire computer manuals, no. Software computer language books, yes. For a reading circle or book club, yes. Joke humor books for self-enrichment, yes. All right, next section is called I Want. So let's go with that. I want more Magic the Gathering cards. No. A real lightsaber. Yes. A date. Well, with Mrs. Weathereye, that would be fun if we could actually get out without kids for a while and do something. So yes. More computers. Always yes. To work for Microsoft. No. To one-up Microsoft. Yes. To call Microsoft Microshaft. Why not? My own comic book store. Hey, this quiz is reading my mind. That would be my dream life. Yes. My own gaming store. Nope. A yurt. Yes. A yurt, for those of you who don't know, is a really funky kind of portable tent. They use them on Lost for the Mock Others Village. I actually did have one as a teenager that we built. They're a lot of fun to sleep in. Jean Grey. Why not? Jeff Goldblum. No, but I would like to be Jeff Goldblum because people tell me I look like him and I always thought he was really cool. 7 of 9. Yeah, because you know what? I need someone to fix my systems. Jean-Luc Picard. Yeah. Coffee or tea? Any day. Scully. Sure. Mulder, yep. Max Guevara, a.k.a. X5452. Not sure who that is. Scott Bakula, he can come over here anytime. Scott Bakula is cool. Willow or Buffy? I think I know who that is. So Willow, you sure? Okay. Legolas or Frodo? No. Leia or Amidala? Sure. Asimo, don't know Asimo. More friends, always. More RAM, always. GPS, sure. 100-sided dice. You know what you can do with 100-sided dice? You can decide anything to the slightest parameter. It's very cool. To take over the world, but of course. And to score well on this test. It depends on what well means. Does it mean to score well by being really geeky or to being not geeky? So, I'll just say yes to that. Next one is called I Believe. So let's go with I Believe. I believe in unicorns and dragons. No. In fairies, trolls, or leprechauns? No. In aliens? Yes. In vampires? No. That I am a vampire? No. In the forest? No. That anything can be fixed? No. Linux is the only worthwhile OS? No. I routinely watch X-Files whenever I can. Star Trek? Yes. Star Trek The Next Generation? Yes. Star Trek Voyager? Yes. Deep Space Nine? Nope. Babylon 5? Nope. Farscape? Nope. Buffy? Nope. MST3K? No, we don't even get that up here. Never have. Dexter's Lab, no. Superhero cartoons, Batman, Superman, of course. Beat the Geeks, never heard of it. Jeopardy, yes, when I can. Quantum Leap, yes. Highlander, the movie, the first movie, yes. The rest of it, no. I'm going to leave that one. Junkyard Wars, no. Spin-off shows of any of the above, no. Documentaries, yes. Obscure movies, yes. Foreign films, yes. Anime, no. History or Discovery Channel. You know what? We downgraded our cable package 2 years ago, and that was one of the ones that disappeared, and I don't miss it. So no to the History or Discovery Channel. Weather Channel, no. Sci-Fi Channel, yes. Food or Game Show Network, no. Cartoon Network, yes. Tech TV, again, we don't have it anymore, and I don't think I ever watched it when we did. Bonus features on DVDs, yes. All right, now, the next section is called I Have Seen 2+ Times. Blade Runner, yes. Clerks, yes. The Dark Crystal, no. Not more than once. The Fly, all of the versions more than once, yes. Highlander, yes. The Last Starfighter, yes. The Fellowship of the Ring, yes. The Two Towers, yes. Ah, see, they don't have the Return of the King here, which actually dates this test exactly right. The Matrix, many times. Any Monty Python movie, yes. The Neverending Story, yes. Princess Bride, yes. In fact, just a few days ago with the kids again. Rocky Horror Picture Show, well, there's a year of my life in the early 80s I don't like to talk about, but the answer to that question is yes. Spaceballs, yes. Tron, yes. War Games, yes. Any Star Trek movie, yeah. All Star Trek movies, yes. The Star Wars Trilogy, yes. Star Wars Episode 1 and 2, again, they're dating it here because this is before 3 came out, but yes. Transformers the movie, I'm guessing they mean the cartoon, which I've never seen. Weird Science, yes. Any Kung Fu movie made before 1980, yes. Now, the next section is called I Own. And I own 5+ of the above movies on DVD, yes. 10+ of the above movies on DVD, yes. Pocket Protector, no. Rubik's Cube, no. 2 or more Rubik's Cubes, no. More than one Slinky, yes. A 4-color pen, yep, got one of those. Whole partial set of figurines, yes. Multi-sided dice, yes. A gaming book, probably. A few gaming books, no. A ton, no. Steve Jackson games, I did. I don't have them now. Most of the Mage Knight line, never heard of that. DC HeroClix, no. Marvel HeroClix, no. Magic the Gathering, no. Universal remote control with LCD display, I've got about 6. 1 or 2 computers, yes. 3+ computers, yes. A computer currently running on Linux, no. PDA, pager, and cell phone. Well, that's a weird one. I have a cell phone. I don't have a pager. My cell phone is a PDA. I'll just say yes. DVD burner, yes. Ooh, this is an old test. That's high tech. Sun HP SGI server, no. 2+ DVD players, yes. 2+ sound effects CDs, of course. Art made from colored gels, no. A techie black outfit, yes. A toy lightsaber, yes. A real lightsaber, no. Script to any Monty Python film, no. Any Star Trek film, no. Any Star Wars film, no. Several maps and or globes. Ooh, this test does know me. I have many, many maps. Thermometer that also measures humidity, yes. A full set of encyclopedias, yes. 2+ dictionaries, yes. 2 or more calculators, yes. Chess set, yes. Trivia game, yes. Video game console, yes. Pre-1985 video game console before NES, no. Beakers, test tubes, or Petri dishes? No. And use them as cups or dishware? No. An exotic animal? No. An endangered species? No. A voltmeter? Yes. Binoculars? Yes. Spyglass? Yes. Telescope? Yes. Microscope? Yes. Magnifying glass? Yes. And laser pointer? Yes. All right. Next section is I want to be or have been. So I want to be or have been a wizard? No. A superhero, yes. A physicist, no. A historian, yes. An economist, no. A librarian, yes. A meteorologist, yes. An astronomer, yes. A vampire, no. A professional sound techie, no. A professional lighting techie, no. Why do they associate those fields with nerdism? Because my brother's a professional sound guy, and he's the least nerdy person on the planet. Anyway, I like to play with numbers. Not really. I play with words and sounds. Yes. Hazardous chemicals. No. I like to make documentaries. I guess technically, yes. I like to read on Friday or Saturday nights. Sure. I like to go to the library. Just did. I like to browse the dictionary to learn new words. Sadly, I have done this. I like to browse the geek web ring. I don't even know it. I like to do logic games. Yes. I like to put together puzzles. Yes. I like to help people with their finances. No. I like to turn on my computer first thing in the morning. Yes. I use 1024 by 768 or higher. Yes. I use 1280 by 1024 or higher. No. I like to program. No. I like to role play. Yes. I like to buy DVDs for their bonus materials. Yep. Used game consoles. No. Used video games. Yes. Used electronics. Yes. Mathematical problems. No. I like to do chemical formulas. No. I like to do physics in my head. No. Oh, there's the phone. Hang on. Hello. Don't know who that was. It was one of those numbers where you can hear computers clicking in the background, but there's nobody there. Okay, so back to it. I like to work, tinker with electronics. Yeah, I guess. I like to shop at Radio Shack. Well, it's not called Radio Shack anymore here. It's called The Source, but it's basically the same thing, and I buy a lot of stuff there, so yes. I like to make people think I'm weird. No, I've spent my life trying to make people think I'm not. I like to play with Lego. Yipper. I like to listen to NPR or AM radio. Well, actually, here in Canada, it's called the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and I do listen a lot. I like to watch public access TV. Nope. I like to listen to audiobooks. Yeah, I do. And I like to learn on my own. Yes. Next up, I play. Okay, this is pretty good. I play Steve Jackson games. I'm going to go with current on this one because I've done some of these things in the past, but let's just say I play Steve Jackson games. No. Warhammer, no. Call of Cthulhu, no. Chess, yes. Word games, yes. Games in my PDA, no. Trivia games, yes. Games that have received a Mensa award, I may have without noticing. Solitaire games, yes. 5+ times a week, probably not. They Might Be Giants, not a fan. Devo, yes. Weird Al, yes. Oh, I see, I play, okay, so it's not just games, it's music as well. Dr. Demento, no, not in years. Man or Astro Man, nope. Ween, nope. Weezer, nope. Books on tape or CD, yes. Show tunes, no. Cartoon soundtracks, no. Music that nobody else listens to ever, probably. No sports, not true. The accordion, I wish. More than one musical instrument, yes. Computer strategy games, no, not really. Fantasy baseball, football, nope. Games via the internet, no. An excessive amount of computer games, no. Risk, never. And all the way, risk all the way to the end, no. I wear, this is the next section, I wear glasses, yes, that I have repaired myself, yes, software company t-shirts, nope, computer humor t-shirts, nope, computer related ties or underwear, no, comic book related ties or underwear, nope, shirts that proclaim geekhood, nope, Star Wars t-shirts, no, black t-shirts, yes, short sleeve dress shirts, men only, nope, never once, a fanny pack, nope, ugly or vintage clothing, vintage, yes, ugly, no. As little brand name clothing as possible. Yep. My shirt tucked into my underwear. No. Spock ears. I have on occasion. Permanently due to plastic surgery. No. I wonder whoever answers that one. Yes. Vampire teeth. No. Permanently due to cosmetic dentistry. No. High tops. Yes. A digital watch. No. Day of the week underwear. No. And suspenders also. No. You ever actually tried to wear suspenders? They don't really do what you think they do. Anyway, I collect, here we go, we get into nerdhood here. I collect comic books, yes. Superhero paraphernalia, yes. Spoons, no. Calculators, no. Vintage computers, no. Wait. Vintage computers accidentally, because I've got a lot of old computers that I should get rid of. Bugs, no. Trains, no. Pins, no. Snow globes, no. Neat looking rocks, yes. Stamps, no. Coins, no. Dirt, I don't know what that means. Okay, next section is called I have cracked software, no. Hacked into another computer system, no. Had long Mac versus PC debates, yes, on both sides. Created an operating system? No. Beta tested software? No. Beta tested games? No. Corrected intel on hardware specs? Nope. Altered registry files? Nope. Used Usenet or IRC? Oh, yeah. Created a news group? Probably, back in the day. A hard drive dedicated to MP3s? Yes. Written shareware? No. Written a regular expression parser? No. Followed comic strips online? Yes. A computer at home with no cover on it? Yes. Designed a robot? Yes. Built a robot? Also yes. Built a go-kart? Yes. Built a computer? No. Built my own network of computers? Well, that's pretty easy these days. I'm going to say yes, but I don't think that's what they meant when they asked that question. Designed a nuclear device of some sort? Surprisingly, no. Built a nuclear device? No. Plotted world domination to some extent? Not really. Destroyed things just to see how they work? Nope. Played Final Fantasy? Nope. Defeated Final Fantasy? Nope. Defeated all Final Fantasy games? Nope. Played video or computer games for 12 plus hours straight? No. Created a website? Yes. Before 1996? I'm going to go with no. I think it was in 1996. Submitted my personal website to search engines. Oh, is this ever old? This is pre-Google. Yes. Owned a personal domain? Yes. Before 1996? No. Been on a listserv? Yes. Created a listserv? No. More than 3 email addresses? Yes. More than 3 screen names? Yes. Dated someone over the internet? No. Married someone I met over the internet? No. Exaggerated on this test to score better? Nope. Flat out lied on this test to score better? No. I'm being as honest as I can here. I know. This is the next section. I know. I know C++? Nope. Unix? Nope. Lisp, Ada, CGI scripting, Pascal, or Delphi? I learned Pascal in high school, so I'm going to say yes. Java? No. Basic? Yes. ASCII? Yes. HTML and or JavaScript? Yes, but not as much as I would like. 1337 SP33K? Nope. Latin? I know enough Latin. I wouldn't call myself really good at it. I'll say no. What HTTP:// stands for? Yes, I do. What DPI stands for? Nope, not offhand. What E=mc² means? Yes. The 3 laws of robotics? Yes. And who invented them? Yes. Clark's 3rd law? Yes. How to set a telescope in polar alignment? I used to. I don't remember now. The value of pi to 10 digits? No. I can do the first 3 maybe. More people online than in real life? No, but it's starting to get like that. Okay, so who late H.P. Lovecraft is? Yes. Think AOL is the spawn of Satan? No, I actually was on AOL for about 4 years in the early 21st century, and it was one of the best internet providers I've ever used. But that's here in Canada. It might be different elsewhere. That Bill Gates is both God and Satan? No, Bill Gates is just Bill Gates. How to use special functions on a scientific calculator? Nope. Chemical symbols for 10 plus elements? Probably, if I had to sit down and think about it. The difference between speed and velocity? Yep. The names of 3 temperature scales? And the H2O freezing boiling points of each? No. The difference between nuclear fission and fusion? Yes, and can explain it in detail? No. How to count in hexadecimal? Nope. The difference between octal and octane? Nope. What RAM and ROM stand for? Yes. Who created MS-DOS? No, because it's a trick question. I know Bill Gates gets credit for it, but he bought that from somebody else. I'm certain of it. Who first implemented Windows on their OS? Nope. What a patch means in computer terms? Yes. And what the blue screen of death means? Oh, God, do I know what that means. Okay, I know part 2. I know all about Janine Sala. No. What increasing barometric pressure means? Yes. How to count to 31 on one hand? No. How to play 7 games with regular decks of cards? Yes. How to roll step and high step in time? Nope. What GURPS stands for? I used to, but I couldn't give a shit. My age in binary? No. My Jedi name? No. My geek code? No. The relationship between chainmail and D&D? Yes. The names of 5 hobbits or more? Yes. 5 dwarves from The Hobbit? No. 10 plus Smurfs? Probably not. 2 or more Dragonlance characters? Yes. 5 or more comic book writers? Yes. 5 or more food TV hosts? No. 5 or more Star Trek characters? Yes. From each generation? Yes. The odd even number rule of Star Trek movies? That one's out the window now, but yes. That the new millennium started in 2001? Yes. What a THACO is? Nope. Extensive useless trivia? Yes. How to write 1999 in Roman numerals? I would have to work it out, but I probably could. That the answer is 42? To what? It doesn't say, so I'm saying no. And finally, that I am a geek, and yes, I am. Now, here's the bonus round. Bonus round. I am a female geek. Check all five boxes. Well, I am not. My profession requires a certain level of geekiness. Yes. Throughout my life, my level of geekiness has only increased. Yes. I think this geek test is really cool. Now, this box is already checked off and you can't uncheck it, which is really cool. And finally, five questions I can think of other things that should get me points on this test, which I'm going to click all the boxes for. Yes. And now, rank my geekiness. Okay, I've got 50.6904%, which ranks me as super geek, which is right in the middle range. I'll just run you through how this works here. If you have below 10% score, you have geekish tendencies. If you're, okay, this is not really all that accurate, but below 15%, you are a geek. Below 25%, you're total geek. The next stage is major geek at 35%. Super geek at 45 to, I guess, to 55. That's what I am. From 45 to 55 is super geek. 55 to 65 is extreme geek. 65 to 75 is geek god. And anything above 75% is dysfunctional geek. Okay, well, that makes sense. So really, I think I scored exactly the way I wanted to score on this test, because now seeing that the way the results work, that anything above 75%, I would be considered a dysfunctional geek. And we know these kinds of people. We've met them before. I wouldn't want to have that label attached to me. Super geek, I can live with. I'm pretty happy with that. So again, this is the geek test. It's at www.innergeek.us. It's a little dated, and I'm sure there's other ones out there that are even more fun than this. But I had a real blast doing it because it helped me think a little bit about my geeky life. And it didn't even get into my Hardy Boys fixation. This is the weather station. Again, thank you for listening. And I want to say a real special thank you right now to a couple of people that deserve it. You made my day. And this, I'm talking about Casey, Allison, and Rich. A couple of weeks back on Super Happy Fun Time, one of the fantastic, simply syndicated call-in shows, Casey called in and he mentioned me. And he mentioned that he hadn't had a chance yet to hear Weather Station 3, but he talked about Starbase 66, on which I also appear. And Rich and Allison, the hosts, chimed right in with some really fine praise about what I'm doing here. So thank you, Casey, Rich, and Allison. It made my night to hear that. Thanks to everybody else who listens, everybody else who gives me feedback, all these people that are finding me on Facebook and via email and just letting me know that they're enjoying this. It's the only reason I keep doing it. This is Weather Station 3. I am Kennedy. I am a super geek. And I'll see you all soon.